The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, I believe for the first time ever, we've got a new practice reporter on the B. Mitchell Finley program. Chris Kerwin, my photographer from NBC4, been covering this team for years, worked here with George Michael. Kerwin, you were at practice. B and I had to be on the radio. What did we see? Let's start with Marshawn Lattimore.
Lattimore did a lot of stuff on the side field, a lot of stuff like hamstring exercise. Like,
with trainers or with coaches?
Trainers.
Okay.
Trainers, definitely was trainers. Had the old harness around him, running with the cable behind him, running out, checking his speed there.
B, what does that tell you?
They're trying to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow.
Do you think if he's able to do, especially with the kind of the speed resistance stuff, does that sound better, worse?
Sounds better.
What up? What about B-Rob?
B-Rob, we're not allowed to shoot special teams, but B-Rob was not part of the special team, so he was running on a side field catching passes, running around looking like a happy guy.
Passes from just like one of the coaches?
Yeah, one of the coaches and stuff. Okay. Yeah, not Jaden.
B-Rob being happy. B-Rob's an emotional dude.
Definitely.
And
that's why I said that.
He
looked like he was like jovial.
Well, dude, we'll pull the curtain back a little bit here. Last Thursday, and Brian and I have a good relationship, I would say, is that he's cool with most of the reporters. Last Thursday, I wanted to speak with him, and he was very much not in the mood to speak. Now, he had talked the day before, like fulfilled all the obligations, whatever, but that seemed fairly telling to you and I both. We were like, oh, that's an unusual response. And then about 18 hours later, DQ ruled him out for the weekend. I think something had gone wrong that day. Mm-hmm. So him smiling and running around.
And he spoke yesterday. He spoke yesterday to practice. Does it matter? I don't know. But like you said, he's an emotional guy. And when he's up, he's up. And when he's down, he's down.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. How much does it help them if they get B-Rob back, B?
I think it helps out tremendously. You know, I've said that from the beginning. I think he makes that offense goals because he allows Eckler to come in and just focus on his
thing. Be more dynamic.
You know, Eckler, when he's just doing the edge things and the slashy things or catching the ball at the backfield, is far more effective than having to be the battering ram and that. B-Rob softens up the defense for those other guys.
The two fun parts of practice was Jaden was just kind of screwing around on a side field, and you know they had the net to catch the balls in. He was at least 30 yards away and just did a circle and put it up, moon ball, and landed it, and then went across that field to the two other fields just with his arms stretched out, running around like he had just, won a Super Bowl.
Will there be video of that on the NBC4 Sports account?
I'm hoping I got the actual pass. I got the reaction. I have to say, but I got the actual pass, but I got the ball going in the net. And then the other thing was
dude, you should get that reaction on the internet anyway, because how sick would that celebration be as a gift when he throws a touchdown?
Well, I'm in here. I can't do it. Well, Heather might be doing it.
That's true.
The other thing was Tressway and the punter were doing the old throw the ball from about the 30-yard line and try to hit the goal.
The crossbar. Sure.
But also the crossbar right where it catches in the middle.
Mm.
And Tress hit one. He was pretty happy.
Nice. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that. The guys are pretty happy. It seems like it's a loose mood.
There's no point in being uptight because you got a short week, right? Like, you're going to have the game either way. What's the point of being pissed off about it?
You don't worry about the short week. Us in the media, those players, listen, they want to play football.
Dude,
they much rather play than practice.
Tell me if you agree with this, because I kind of pushed back on this on the air yesterday on NBC4. A lot of Jaden got asked about going to play in Philly, and a lot of guys in the locker room got asked, hey, you got to go play in Philadelphia on Monday night. Jaden Daniels started at Alabama last year and at Ole Miss. Like, I think for a lot of these guys, I think those are storylines for fans and media. But, like, if you're playing major college football, even if you play non-Power 5 college football, most of the time you go play road games at big spots.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to diminish what Philly is, but, like, I don't think it's going to impact Jaden a nanosecond.
It may not impact Jaden, but you know what, though? They're different up there compared to where they are anywhere
Dude,
else.
I also think the Eagles crowd over the last like 4 or 5 years has gotten a little more corporate, a little more. It's
the corporate
not,
people are crazy up there, bro. Don't fool yourself.
It just doesn't seem as loud. Last year.
Pregame, there's plenty of pregame shirts.
It didn't have to be loud when they win it.
Right. I mean,
it's like the ultimate thing I'm telling you. The people that will walk up with a suit and tie, they will be the one to curse you out before the people in there that have on T-shirt and something else.
A couple guys said yesterday that they're looking forward to, like, in hockey we call it chirps. They're looking forward
but see,
to they're looking
that's
forward
how
to
I
back
was.
And forth. Yeah,
I love, like, to, I asked
Dante reasons, Fowler said that.
I asked a question about Quinyon Mitchell. I said, does he like to talk? Because I know when people talk, Terry cooks them. I used to love people that talk, and I love fans that talk because it ignited me.
You also would start talking, right?
No, I wouldn't start. But if you started, I was not going to stop.
Good.
I would finish it. But I love guys. Like, that was something that ignited me. There were guys that would be, man, we got to go up there to Philly. We got to go to Oakland. I love that. And they say, oh, you crazy, B. Mitch. Well, I'm crazy then. You know, because just because.
All of that checks out.
All that yapping does nothing. But makes another guy, the guy that wants to play, want to shut you up and makes him better.
The black hole in Oakland was one of my favorite. No longer exists, of course.
Something wrong with those people.
But that was one of my favorite places.
That was one place that I was a little concerned.
It was Halloween every day in the black hole in Oakland,
I mean, gosh, that's an interesting place. All right, Kerwin, you're getting a lot of attention in the chat here.
Oh, no.
Wakachon wants to know if you're from Wisconsin and where.
Sun Prairie, right outside of Madison.
He said, Scotty Badger hat, let's go Badgers.
Well, we've had a tough year on the gridiron, but
I don't know how.
We have a very good matchup this week, I think, too.
Wisconsin decides to go to, like, the air raid. Just run the ball out of the I formation.
Don't start.
Tay wants to know if you have any funny George Michael stories.
Oh.
We can save that for another day.
Let's save it for another day.
Okay.
You had to hit a break or something? Or?
Yeah. But
yeah.
You can go.
Hit a break.
I don't care. Landfill good, man.
There was a time that we had the NBA All-Star game in town. And we had Shaq and like three other NBA All-Stars on this platform at the center.
Verizon Center.
It was the conference center downtown.
Okay.
Convention Center. So Convention Center, yes. So we had them all, and everybody had an individual mic. So I had Shaq's mic, and I heard it, and I was like, no, hold on. George yelled at me, and I readjusted Shaq's mic. I had to get up higher because it was loud in there. We get back to the station, and George puts a tape in an edit bay, and he can't hear the audio. Kerwin, get in here. I can't hear the audio. No. He just starts screaming and berating me in front of everybody. And I walk in the audio booth, and there was just a knob that wasn't – a button that wasn't pushed. Here's your audio, George. And I walked out, and he was so mad that I showed him up in front of everybody. And he goes, you know what? I'm sorry. Everybody, I'm sorry. I questioned Kerwin, and I'm sorry. And I was like, you know what? For the guy who blusters a lot, like, he apologized in front of everybody. I'm like, okay,
George.
We're good.
I had a couple of run-ins with George.
It's one of those things where you got to listen to the message, not the volume.
Sure. Thank you. You're welcome to stick around.
No,
I imagine you have
work. I
got to
go back to work.
Go to work, man.
Any idea when we're going to get DQ?
They said one-ish.
One-ish. Stay tuned.
It's a definite one-ish. Time.
One-ish. We're going to get Dan Quinn. We're going to hear a lot about tomorrow. Nobody go anywhere.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.